We are up to Simin Reish Tes Vav, and we will be doing the first two Si'ifim. Ein ona amein acher brachosav ela acher shtei brachos o yoser shem sof brachos. One does not say amein after his own bracha unless it is the end of a series of two or more brachos. V'nagu, so what would that be? So v'nagu lanos amein acher yahaluka. The minig is to say amein after yahaluka because that is part of a series. It begins Asher kedisharam mitzvosav etzivanu lekroes ahalel, and it finishes with Yahalucha. So there you would say amen. V'achir yishtabach, also yishtabach, which begins with Baruch Sha'amer and ends in yishtabach. Hagad, the Ramah says, v'yeshomim she'nonim amen rak achar birchas bonei Yerushalayim v'birchas hamazon. Some say that the only time we would ever say amen after our own bracha is in bonei Yerushalayim, because we want to signify the end of the brachas d'oraisa and the beginning of the brachas d'rabbanan. V'chein ha-minig pasha b'mdina seilu v'ein l'shanas, and that is the minig Ashkenaz, and one should not do otherwise. Says the Ramana, avim koma shenogu la'anos amen, acha yalucha, v'yishtabach, yanu gam kein acha bircha shomar ama yisrael lo'ad. He's saying that in a place where they answer at the end of a series of brachas, Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad is also the end of the series of Birkos Krishma. So they would say Amen after that. What is with those who are like in Chutz Laretz, where people say Baruch Hashem Le'olam and Yireinenu, what is with the Chasima over there with that bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says that bracha is not considered smucha l'chavrta. It is not one of the Birkas Krishna, and therefore it gets no amen at the end of it. Sif Beis. Hashomea echad mi Yisrael mavarech echad mi kol ha-brachas. Af al pi shelo shama kula mitchilasov ad sofa, af al pi sheino chayav ba'osa bracha, chayav lanos achrav amen. The halacha is that if you hear another Jew make a bracha, even though you didn't hear the whole thing, the halacha is that you have to say amen afterwards. Avalam hoya mevarech ha-bikoris o kusi, o tinok, o hoya gadol v'shirim imat be'ah brachis. But if the mevarech was an apikoris or a kusi, a child, or he was a gadol, but he went and maliciously changed the nusach ha-bracha, ein onim achrav amen. One doesn't say amen afterwards. Hagav onim amen achrav v'kachavim im shama kal ha-bracha mipiv. The Ramah said, but that's only true of these people. A non-Jew, if you heard the entire bracha, then you do answer Amen. Now, first of all, the union of answering Amen, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Chazal learned it out of the pasuk of Gishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. When I say the Shem Hashem, you answer me with Godol Elokeinu, so from there we say Amen. There is a medrash the Mishnah Berurah brings, that you're supposed to answer Amen every time someone gives someone else a bracha, not Baruch Atah Hashem. Someone gives someone a bracha, you should answer Amen, as well as you hear any tefillah of anybody else. In fact, he says that every harachman and benching deserves an Amen afterwards. Now, getting back here to the halacha of Kusi and Apikores, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down that according to the Gra, a kusi and an apikoris, you can answer amen after their brachas if you heard the entire bracha. The machaber shita is that once they found that the kusim were of the avodah zarah, they said not to answer amen altogether. The other thing is, in the case the Taz brings down that in the case of a non-Jew, even if you hear the whole bracha that the Ramos said that you answer amen, there it's only a reshus. There's no chiv to answer amen. The Rambam happens to paskin that you never answer Amen after a non-Jew. Now, how much of a bracha do you have to hear from the Yisrael in order to answer Amen? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Achronim who say that you have to hear the Chasima, and some hold also you have to hear the Shem Umalchus. However, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if you knew exactly what bracha it was, then even if you didn't hear anything, you just know that the bracha was made, it could be that you're allowed to answer Amen and it will not be considered an Amen Yisoma. So it won't be usur to answer Amen if you heard the bracha live, even though, meaning if you know the bracha was made, even though you did not hear live the Baruch Hu Baruch Shem, excuse me, the Baruch Atah Hashem and the Chasima of the bracha. So an example of this would be if someone hears a live bracha on a microphone. According to the poskim, that a microphone is not considered the original voice but something else, but you know that the bracha was made. So according to these deis, you're allowed to answer Amen. Even though what you heard was not the bracha, but you know the bracha was made. This does not apply if you hear it on radio where there's a 7 second delay. That already would be an Amen Yisoma because you know it was made 7 seconds ago.